Techno Progressivo. You are listening to Techno Progressivo on 101.9 CITR in Vancouver.
Welcome to Techno Progressivo. I'm DJ Wah, and you're listening to 101.9 CITR in Vancouver. I'm proud to work and live on the unceded territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh Nations. Bassy Tech House is the order of the day on this episode, courtesy of an interview feature from local DJ and producer, Sivs. We'll get to that shortly, but let's get the ball rolling here with this episode's track of the week. UK producer Biscuit serves up a gem here. It's Loco, and it's out now on Insomniac Records. Enjoy this! Excellent track of the week there. Biscuits and his latest Loco does some serious damage with that bass line. On to the feature for tonight's episode. We'll keep the Tech House theme going here, as I was fortunate to connect with local DJ and producer Sivs. We'll take a look back at tracks she's produced, how she got going in the local scene, and where she hopes to take her brand of Tech House in the future. Full track list for the interview, along with a collection of Sivs web links, can be found at the Techno Progressivo Facebook page. Here is part one of the interview. This is DJ Wah speaking to Vancouver-based DJ and producer Sivs. She's been DJing and producing for almost a decade, with releases out on Force of Habit, Envied, along with local labels Monster Cat and Shepherd Records, just to name a few. She's a longtime resident at Gorgamish and Celebrities, and she's had loads of other gigs across North America, as well as playing at Croatia's Yacht Week event. Extent. Her latest release, When You Left, was released on March 11th on New York label Force of Habit. It's my pleasure to be speaking to her. This is Sivs. So to begin with, how would you define your sound?
It's changed a lot over the past few years, but definitely finding myself in the tech house realm lately. So lots of really minimal bass lines, a lot of percussion. I use a lot of vocals in my tracks as well. It's usually the lead. And yeah, I make stuff that's like groovy, daytime, happy house, as well as like music that's best suited for like late night after hours. But I would say if you were to categorize me, it would be kind of vocal tech house.
And did you have any musical training when you were younger that helped you out as you got into production as an adult?
Yeah, when I grew up, I learned piano, guitar, drums. I've always been a bit of a lyricist, so I'd write my own poems and lyrics and songs. Tried a little bit of singing, but it wasn't for me. But honestly, I feel like I had that foundation, but I really started from scratch again when I started producing. I feel like I had to learn everything from the beginning again. So yeah, I mean, I have a good ear and experience, but a lot of the production was like from scratch again.
And is there anything about growing up on the West Coast that's inspired you to produce the type of music that you make?
Yeah, I mean, I would say my sound is always evolving. So like what I was mixing, you know, 8 years ago when I first started DJing was pretty different to what I'm into now. But just being surrounded by other DJs, local DJs, seeing the talent that comes to town. I think what got me into Tech House was when I became a resident at Gorgamesh After Hours, because they play more underground music there. So I'd go and check out what the other locals were playing, or some of the headliners like Gene Ferris would come there. And I was constantly discovering new sounds based on who I was catching playing in Vancouver. So yeah, over time, my sound has evolved just from like the influences that I get here.
Thank you. Run your hands through my hair, feels nice, feels nice, feels nice, feels nice.
Tell me what your experience of trying to build up your reputation and establish yourself as a DJ in the city was like.
It happened really naturally. I mean, at first I just used to go out a lot, and then I would meet promoters and DJs, not really knowing that this was what was gonna happen for me. And basically I got in through being a promoter. I was just bringing a lot of people out, like, to come out and dance with me and have a good time. And one thing led to another, and then yeah, I met local DJs. Somebody taught me how to DJ, and from there I really didn't skip any steps. You know, I played for free, I played to empty clubs, I played the opening slot, I train wrecked. Like, it's just, you know, it's been like 8 years in the making now. So yeah, I just kept at it and I hustled, and in good time things started to happen for me. So yeah, just okay. Kept going.
And are you able to pinpoint a moment when this had shifted from just being a passion into something that was actually a career for you?
I think a really memorable moment for me was playing Bass Coast in Merritt, I think in 2019. I had a really good slot. It was like a daytime set Saturday before Claude Von Stroke. And I remember going to that festival a few years before and, you know, never thought I would be booked for it so quickly. But then, like, playing that set to, like, you know, a full dance floor, like a dream stage, I was like, yeah, you know, I think I'm doing it now. Things just started to kind of materialize.
I'm freaking out.
Okay, let's switch over to the production side of things here. When you are making music, which DAW do you use to produce with and why?
Ableton, actually. I started on Cubase, actually, when I first learned, and I didn't really vibe with it, and everyone seemed to be on Ableton, like all my peers, like producers that I knew. And I never ended up really exploring Logic, but I went to Ableton because it was the most popular. Now I'm just very comfortable in it, honestly. It's very intuitive. Like, I'm really impressed with how much it can do for your workflow. And yeah, I just think you gotta like choose something and then stick with it and you get really comfortable. But yeah, I'm loving Ableton so far.
And then within Ableton, are you using mostly their VSTs or do you use external ones? And do you like to use outboard gear as well?
I'm like a laptop producer. So everything's on my laptop with a mouse. And a typing keyboard. I don't even have a MIDI controller.
Oh, wow.
I had one that I sold because I was never using it. Yeah, I use a lot of plugins. I should make more use of like built-in sounds, I guess, in Ableton, but I do use a lot of the built-in like plugins as well, like effect racks and stuff. I can do quite a bit with that. And then I just get a plugin if I need something specific, like for bass lines. I use Sub Boom Bass is one I've been really enjoying lately.
And just out of curiosity, do you use monitors for a lot of your mixing or do you mostly use your headphones?
A bit of both. I have monitors at home. I have the Yamaha H5s, which are okay. I also have a studio space I can go to across the street that has Adams. But yeah, I use my headphones quite a bit. I'm constantly like moving between monitors and headphones and definitely listening in whatever headphones I listen to most music in. It could be just like the iPhone headphones or like my, yeah, like whatever. I just constantly test it on the devices I use every day to know exactly where my mix is sitting. So a bit of everything.
Solitude is bliss, man. I love me some of that me time. Don't gotta worry about no one. Don't got anyone all up in my face. You know that solo life. It's something special, man. Nah, I ain't lonely. I'm my own best friend. Thank you.
And then when you're making tracks, do you generally have an idea in your head before you begin, or do you like to just sit down and see where the day goes?
Sometimes I have an idea and I go way off track. Like sometimes I'm like, oh, I'm gonna make this kind of vibe, and then the track writes itself and like takes itself in another direction sometimes. But sometimes I have an idea, like I'm working on a remix right now. A friend of mine like sent me the stems, and it was like kind of a commercial male vocal, and I knew I wanted to do some kind of like rolling bass line, like deep tech house track. So I'll throw references in there and try and get it as close as I can. But yeah, I mean, I go in with an idea. It doesn't always end up like I think. Sometimes you gotta know when to let go and like let the track write itself if it goes off in a different direction, I think.
Okay, and then when you first started, what aspect of production did you find most challenging?
All of it.
Okay.
Yeah, it's very technical. I think learning the program itself is very frustrating in the beginning. Just knowing how to do things, where to put the mouse, how to turn this one thing on and off, like where to go in the menus. Like I think when you're producing, the first 2 or 3 years are just learning how to use the DAW and like what you can do. And I still struggle with different parts. Like now I'm pretty good with like an idea and an arrangement. I have a hard time with like sound selection for leads or mixing the leads. But yeah, I think in the beginning it was just such a steep learning curve and so technical that I didn't know where to begin. And you sit down with other producers to learn and they're so ahead of you that you just feel like you're never gonna get there, and it's really overwhelming, but you can only get better by doing.
Me.
Okay, vocals and vocal samples are a regular feature of your tracks. How do you approach selecting the ones that you use and possibly writing lyrics as well?
A lot of the vocals I've used have been like splice samples, but I have written my own lyrics on two of my songs. And I think the key is just to write and not overthink it. I wrote one track called Solitude, and it was just a short verse about how I like being on my own, and I wrote that in my head on the SkyTrain. And I wrote down the lyrics so I'd remember them later and got a friend to the vocals for me, just spoken word, and then just ran with it and didn't think about it. And of all my tracks, a lot of people relate to that one the most. So I think it's just writing from the heart and not overthinking. And another one I wrote was called All Night. It's another spoken word vocal. I had it performed by another Vancouver-based artist called Minxie. And that was the same thing. I was out dancing one night and I just had these lyrics in my head and I wrote them down on my phone while I was out dancing. And yeah, I like made sure to come back to it and just make it happen. I just think not overthinking it is key.
Discorder, that free magazine from CITR, has been documenting the best in music, arts, and culture since 1983. Let's see what one man of prestige has to say about Discorder.
What up, though? This is Big Snoop Dogg, and I fucks with Discorder magazine. How about that?
Smoke weed every day. Pick up a copy around Vancouver or f*** with Discorder online at discorder.ca.
Without the help and support of our friends, we here at CITR wouldn't be able to bring you all the great music, art, cinema, and culture that you love. Thanks to the long-standing support from the Rio Theatre, we are able to keep you informed on all the great artists, films, and everything else coming to town there. For all the current information about who and what's playing at the Rio Theatre, visit their website at www.riotheatre.ca.
You are listening to The Civs interview on Techno Progressivo. Part 1 wrapped up with her remix of the track We Movin'. Part 2 kicks things off with another remix of the Average Citizen's record Hippie Flip. Full track list for the interview, along with a collection of Civ's web links, can be found at Techno Progressivo's Facebook page. Let's check out the second half of the interview. Okay, let's take a look at the DJing side of things here. When you are performing live, what's the setup that you like to go with? Like Traktor or CDJs or something else, and why?
CDJs, yeah. Two Pioneer CDJs, 2000s or 3000s, and a Pioneer mixer. Okay. I'm not a fan of Allen & Heath mixers or the Zone 92. I don't know. I have a hard time with them. So pioneer all the way.
Okay, and then how do you approach programming a set? Do you have an idea in mind of what you're going to do before you begin, or do you just see what's happening on the floor and take it from there?
I over-prepare for my sets, but then there is obviously a lot of reading the crowd involved. I find that I play the best when I prepare the most, so I'll look for music, and then I'll have all these playlists, like, and break them down as much as possible as these sub-playlists, so, like, floor openers, or, like, pick up the energy, minimal dark tech house, like change up the vibe. I don't play track for track, obviously. I feel out the room, but I need to be able to have my tracks organized in playlists where they're grouped similarly, and then I know once I'm in one playlist, all those tracks kind of work together. So yeah, I kind of over prepare, but some gigs I show up and I have nothing prepared and just wing it, and those go just as well. So it depends. Like if I'm opening for someone and I really want to match the sound, I'll put a bunch of work into it. When I play with locals, it's just like, you know, freestyling.
Okay, and then when you are mixing, do you like to bring in other elements like stems or acapellas, things like that? Or what's the approach that you use up there?
Mostly back-to-back off the tracks I'm playing, but I would love to start mixing acapellas and like some cool stems and sounds. I've thrown a few on my USB and never been brave enough to to do it live. I think I need to practice with them a little bit to see what's possible and how I can mix acapellas before I do that in front of thousands of people.
And then over your career, have there been any events or clubs or any other gigs that really, really stood out? I mean, you mentioned Bass Coast earlier on, but has there been anything else?
Yeah, last summer I spent like a month in Croatia and I was booked with the Yacht Week there. And it's like you go for a week as a resident DJ and you play a different party every night on a different Croatian island every night, different venue every night, different sound every night, but all house music. And yeah, that was such a great experience. One of their clubs is called Carpe Diem, and it's massive and beautiful. It's a beach club, and I played a really good set there. They also have one day where there's like a floating stage in the water. It's just a DJ booth. Really, nobody else fits there but the DJ, and it's like a floating boat in the water. And then you play for all these other yachts that are lined up, so everyone's having just like a yacht party, and they tie all the yachts together, and everyone's in floaties. And that was a really surreal experience. That was the one. Of all the videos I posted, friends were commenting and asking me the most about like where I was and what that was, because it was just so unique.
Okay, and then on the flip side of that, have you ever had a gig go horribly wrong for you and are you fine to share it with us?
Yeah, all the time. I had one recently, and like, nobody would agree with you that it went horribly wrong. Everyone was having fun saying I killed it, but there's definitely like your good days and your off days. So I had one here in Vancouver, I don't know, a month or two ago, and I just couldn't figure out my sound, like how loud to have the speakers versus my headphones, the monitors. I felt like I was going in blind the whole time. And, you know, I survived my set, but, you know, there were lots of mess ups and, you know, it was fine. People enjoyed the selection, but I felt like that really wasn't my best, and it was hard to shrug it off. That one took me a few days. But sometimes that just happens.
Okay, this is always a bit of a tough one, but can you think of one or two tracks that you've made that you're most proud of producing, and why? What made those really special for you?
Yeah, I think Stay With Me is like the track I'm most known for. It got signed to Monster Cat. Yeah, it came together really quickly. It's got that really like energetic, kind of like strong bassline, tech house, and yeah, I don't know. That one just came together really well and got a really good signing. I felt like my sound was coming together for that one. There's one remix I did called 7 AM. The vocalist is Samantha Lisa. It's also her original. And I just fell in love with the vocal on that one. And I decided to do like a minimal tech version of the original. And people love that one as well. I played that one at Gorgamish 2 weeks ago. At 7 a.m. actually, I planned it to play it at 7 a.m. And of all tracks I was playing, I was getting lots of woos and wheeze and screams that night. The energy was great, but when I played that one, the reaction was unreal, and I just thought, yeah, I definitely have a good track here. Yeah.
Dancing with you is like you just become a part of my body. We sway. All night with you.
Okay, and then thinking about inspiration, can you think of one or two producers whom you really admire and why?
I think right now my top two are John Summit and West End. I feel like I'm a blend of those two sounds. Like John Summit's kind of like deep rolling bass lines. West End is a little bit more bouncy and poppy, and just everything they put out, every single time they have a new release, I'm absolutely in love with it. And West End in particular, I've come to know, he actually taught me production lessons a year or two ago, one-on-one, and now he's built his own community of producers like on Discord. And I just think like he works so hard and he's doing so much, and he's built like an army of West End supporters by giving and teaching people and not like hiding any production tricks. He's just like really wants to share the music and help as many people out as he can, and everything he writes is just fire. So yeah, John Summit and West End for sure.
Okay, let's take a look into the crystal ball here for a moment. What is your vision for yourself, both in production and in DJing? Where do you want to see this go?
I think in general, I'm trying to establish my sound more and more in the tech house world. I've kind of had releases all over the map, but I really want to hone in on my sound, and I feel like that's happening now. Definitely looking forward to growing outside of Canada in the next few years with my team. We're working on some bookings for me, like in Brazil, Australia, Europe. Really just want to like grow my brand outside of Canada. And yeah, production-wise, I'm hoping to open myself up to more like collaborations, finding similar artists that are doing doing the same kind of thing. Yeah, just really kind of like taking everything that I've done in the last few years and really honing it in with my brand, my sound, so everybody hears a track and will know, oh, this is a Sivs track, or like see content and be like, oh, this is a Sivs thing. So yeah, really just kind of honing in everything in the next few years and growing outside of Canada.
Okay, and is there anything that you'd like to promote right now?
Yeah, so I have a few shows coming up. This Saturday, I'll be on support for Clooney in Vancouver at Celebrities with Keepsix, which is a big show. March 11th, I'll be in Nelson at Bloom headlining. And then on the 12th, I've got two more gigs in Vancouver, one at Celebrities Underground and one at Gorgamish. So lots of places you can catch me. I also have a new song called When You Left coming out on Force of Habit, March 11th. That's next Friday. And yeah, that's a really cool song because it's a little bit deep, a little bit techie. It's got those vocals in it again. It's another heartbreak song, but kind of like a sad song, but a song that also kind of gives you hope for moving past things. And people have loved it so far, so I'm really excited to unleash that one.
This has been Sivs. A selection of Sivs tracks can be found on Beatport, Apple Music, Juno Download, TrackSource, and Bandcamp. Additionally, a full list of Sivs web links can be found on the Techno Progressivo Facebook page. So, thank you very much for doing this.
I call it transcendence.
Trance, hard trance, epic trance, acid trance, deep trance, hard dance, breakbeat. Every Sunday at 10 p.m. to midnight. Hosted by DJ Smiley Mike and DJ Caddyshack.
We are all done for another episode of Techno Progressivo. Thank you so much to Sivs for agreeing to interview on this one. She's definitely one to watch for and has things heading in the right direction. I would strongly encourage you to head over to Techno Progressivo's Facebook page to check out the track listing for the show. A lot of great local talent on display there, and to check out her web links. She also features regularly at Gorgamesh and at a variety of Blueprint events around town. So get on that. If you've enjoyed the show and want to check it out again, head over to the Techno Progressivo show page at citr.ca or Apple Podcasts for this episode, along with a great collection of other interviews and guest mixes from days gone by. Also, check out the Techno Progressivo Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook pages to keep up to date with the show. Up next on the station is Attic Jams. Stick around to see what they've got in store for you. Before we go, let's do as we always do and set the controls in the time machine for this episode's Track from the Past. We're going to hop back 9 years in time to 2013 for one from two absolute legends of the scene. Drum Code label boss Adam Bayer, along with Ida Engberg, serve up a nice builder track here titled You Know. Enjoy this, and I will see you back here in 2 weeks.